Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You know, as a team, we beat them in the regular season. We thought if we just do what we normally do, then, we'll be good. But obviously, you know, like you said, they got guys that's been to the finals. They got guys that's, like, knows what it takes. They got a head coach who, you know, is one of the best head coaches in the league. So they came in, and they was a better team tonight.
The Score Midday Show, 10-2 on 670 The Score.
We're having a lot of fun, but also sadness on the Score Midday Show today. Marshall Harris, Leila Rahimi. And the way you and I just both looked at each other when Coby White, veteran presence on the team, says they've got guys who have been to the finals. The mutual acknowledgement that you and I just had of understanding that Miami Heat team beating them 109-90 did so in part because of the experience level. With the playoffs and the play-in, some teams just turn it on. And unfortunately, you got to experience it, but not the way you wanted, and you faced guys who knew how to.
Coby White, 2 months ago, turned 25 years old. This was his sixth season in the NBA. He knows what success looks like from afar because he's watched it. He watched a team he was on lose to the Miami Heat and go all the way to the NBA Finals. So he understands what the deficit looks like. And unfortunately, and maybe fortunately, he understands even better now after experiencing what he experienced last night as the lead guard on a team that had surged towards the end of the season only to hit a very thick brick wall.
That's what it felt like. Was even when you heard Arturis Karnachovas talk earlier this morning. If you missed it, it was at 10 a.m. Go back, go to the Odyssey app, look at the rewind feature. Check out the chapters. You can hear it for yourself. But it's trying to discern what we saw that made us happy about this team, make us so come back down to earth from what we saw last night. You can say that you were 15-5. We talked about discerning what that 15-5 actually meant over the last 20 games. It is your job, like you just heard Clay Harbor say, to win the games that are in front of you. But understanding what those wins really mean. Like, this was the most important one you had. And to lose in the way they did, that's what makes this so disillusioning and feel a certain way. They didn't get that far to only get that far.
But apparently they did. And that's the bottom line here for Michael Reinsdorf, Arturis Karnachovas, going up and down the line, Billy Donovan. It's disappointing, but also it's a reality check. It is a clear reality check for the Bulls that, yes, you think you have a guy that could be an all-star in Coby White, but here's what a real all-star looks like. He takes over the game from jump. Tyler Hero, perfect in the first half. 8-for-8.
And then there's also just the happiness, and I recall this from a time earlier in my life where you knew that there was strategy being saved for the postseason. You knew you were like, all right, man, this is the defensive assignment you want. Let's go. We didn't do this in the regular season. That's okay. Surprise. And that's what happens. That's the next level the great playoff coaches have. Bam Adebayo on Josh Giddey. We're not going to show you that from the week before. we're going to show it to you when it counts.
Yeah, that's really what happened. And remember, they were still in that game from a week before also. It's not like they got blown out or anything.
No, it wasn't. And smartly, they knew how to get to the line too. You know what else I thought? We didn't get to this in our venting session that we did with you. We appreciate all the calls. It was also just things that snuck up during the regular season that didn't make sense until they made all the sense in that game. Like the Bulls not taking enough charges. If I didn't get tired of seeing some Ole defense last night.
You say charges. I mean, you got to be within 2 to 3 feet of someone to draw a charge.
The points in the paint have been an issue all season, but there was never a better time to show that the bodies weren't where they needed to be than last night. And you're right about that.
Points in the paint. 56 to 40 advantage Heat.
There it is. That'll be part of that 19-point difference.
Second chance points. Heat, 17. Bulls, 9. Also, largest lead of the game, Heat, 25. Bulls, well, they never led the game.
It is what you felt it was. And there were so many times where this team specifically, that wasn't the case.
I think one of the things that was a realization is they don't have the bodies. They have enough bodies to be mediocre. They don't have the bodies to go toe-to-toe with someone. And actually, Billy Donovan post-game was asked if not having an actual all-star, not a could-be, maybe one day all-star, but an actual all-star hurt them.
One of the things I think has changed a little bit over the course of the NBA was, it was quote-unquote, you have to have three guys. Right. But I think what's happened now is because of the pace of the game and the speed of the game, sometimes having three guys like that financially doesn't allow you to kind of build out your team.
Right.
To your point, absolutely. You look at any great team, they have a guy that's really, really elite. You know what I mean? And you can go, and I mean, and a lot of times it's, you know, in the backcourt. You know, Brunson's obviously been great in New York. Shea's been great in Oklahoma City. Van Fleet's really helped. You know, you can go, Curry, you can kind of go down the list. And I'm not saying he needs to be a backcourt player, but, you know, I think Kobe made a really, really good jump wherever he gets to. I don't know. Josh made a good jump as well. But to your point, you know, the guys that you're talking about, that is. And I'm sure those will be all things that the front office will take a look at as they go into the draft and into, you know, free agency and all those things. So I don't disagree with you because that's kind of been the case. I just think what's changed maybe is it used to be
the number
of guys you needed. But, you know, I think now, you know, you have to kind of build out a whole entire team. But clearly you need a really, really good player. But I was encouraged to see the jump that Kobe and Josh made, you know, and the jump that Modest made. Are they there, you know, right now? No, but I, you know, certainly Kobe's inching closer and closer to that, in my opinion, with the way he's played.
Inching closer and closer. Let me tell you something. He's moving by the inch. Meanwhile, Tyler Herro, he's yards ahead of him.
Right. Eastern Conference Player of the Month does count for something when he says that. Like, he has evidence to back up the work, but the problem is the resumes are what they are right now.
Yeah, I'm not trying to discount what Kobe White was able to do post-trade deadline, but I will say this. Silly season, one. Two, Player of the Month in March is not the same as Player of the Month in December or January when everyone is still before the trade deadline is what I'm saying.
And unfortunately, what you had with the talent level when they were at their best before this, which was during this regime. Like Arturis Karnashovas said, it's a harsh lesson, and we're feeling that as well. And I think a lot of people who are listening right now are too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.